Blog Talk Radio.
Has already forgiven you.
I forgive me.
Now it's time for you to forgive yourself.
I forgive me.
Don't let who you were interfere with who God's allowing you to become.
Watchtower Avenue Church, Gospel Radio Station. We come praise the Lord. Lord is so worthy to be praised. Amen. We will have gospel music from the 1980s and 1990s. Songs of praise and glory to God. Where we needed the Lord so much as now. And having best singers and stuff and things. Just glory was given to him. We'll have now two scriptures from New Testament and prayer by one of my loved ones and a true woman of God.
Today's scripture comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 through 9, and it reads, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." Book of Ephesians. Chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. And it reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. May God add a blessing to the hearers as well as those who do his word. Thank you." Father God, in Jesus' name, we come to you repenting of all of our sins and transgressions, those sins we have committed and omitted against you. Forgive us now, Lord. We come thanking you for all you've done. We thank you for your word, which is life. We thank you for your grace and mercy that has kept us in this pandemic season and beyond. We ask that you continue protecting us from all harm and danger. Lord, you know the thoughts and plans that you have for us. Help us to trust in you always and not lean on our own understanding, knowing with full assurance that you will lead and guide us into what is right, prosperous, and purposeful. Father God, help us to stand, therefore, knowing that we are triumphant in you. Order our steps in your word. Heal our hearts and minds. Cover us in your blood and keep us in your will. These and other blessings I ask in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Giving out the word of God. Let's start out with our wonderful gospel song from 1980s and 1990s.
thought when I lost my direction, the compass for my way, yeah, the fire at night, when nights are long and cold. The laughter that shatters all my fears. When a mother, you had to send a hug, oh, 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 oh,
my troubles around me, and I didn't have to despair. Lord, you told me that you'd be right there. It seemed like all my problems had just begun, but I didn't have to worry no more. They were already won.
actually gave me an opportunity for one more. They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way. And I'm growing more and more each day. Holding on.
that man that doesn't have a place to stay. For that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story, tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
There's a man, oh yeah, standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone. Yesterday, can you hear him crying out?
Thank you.
Must say amen, amen to the Lord. Songs from the 80s and 90s were real spiced up, really show glory to God. Hard time and trouble through that time, that's when gospel was mostly needed and stuff. Had us to know that God is God and there is no other. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we will have songs from the 2000s. Till tomorrow, I say may God bless you and God keep you. And always remember, the Reverend James Cleveland says, we must always remember times. Where is your faith?
Two men were talking. Both of them were Christians, but one had backslid. And they've gotten into a conversation. And the backslider was complaining because everything had gone wrong for him. Christian was trying to encourage. And in the conversation, it went something like this. Because sometimes, no matter how strong you've been in the pain, things will go wrong for you. I just want to leave this with you tonight. This is what they were saying. You say you've been sick. Just two folk having a conversation. The Christian says,
Oh.
stay out of work. Tell me about it. Now all your bills are passed through. Thank you.